You don't have to go to that special finance dealer to get approved. At Blue Water Chrysler, no matter what condition your credit is, they'll get you approved. Visit Moran Blue Water Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot or online at MoranBlueWaterCDJR.com.
Ride the wave to savings with us.
All right, here we go. Ashley Davis was the first employee at the Office of Homeland Security. She got that position because of where she was and when she was there. She's on the line with us right now to talk about her new book, Power Pivot. Ashley, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So you were in the White House on 9/11. Tell us more about that.
Sure. So I was part of the George Bush world. I was came in day one and was deputy director of the White House Office of Homeland Security. I was deputy director of Management Administration. I was moving too fast. Management Administration, which is really the carrying and feeding of the White House staff, and the military office reports up through that office, which was important because they're in charge of the building. And on 9/11, my office was actually in the West Wing basement beside the Situation Room, and the president's father was visiting us that day. My old boss at the time worked for the president previously, and the second plane hit. And so, as you can imagine, the former president was whisked off. We were moving the vice president into the bunker, and the Secret Service were trying to evacuate all the West Wing and the executive office staff. And my boss at the time said, "Listen, Ashley, I have no idea. There's a couple of us staying behind. We can't guarantee your life, but if you want to, you know, we need help." And so I decided, I was starting to walk out of the West Wing lobby, and I made my first physical pivot, major physical pivot, and came back in that day and ended up staying for days, weeks, and then a few years after, when the White House Office of Homeland Security was created and then eventually became the department.
As you look back on 25 years of the Homeland Security Department, how have things changed there, and how do you view the current Department of Homeland Security?
So, you know, I've been asked this question a lot, especially as we were going into the 25th year of 9/11, and then obviously what has been going on with some of the border issues and ICE and things like that. And I do have to remind people we combined 26 agencies and over 200,000 people to make it sure that we are keeping our country safer and that parts of our government from a state and local and federal level, we're all talking to each other. It's been 25 years. Are there things that still need worked out? Are there changes that could be made? Absolutely. There's modernization that will be happening for the rest of our lives. But I think that the fact that we haven't been attacked in 25 years, when we have a lot of people around the world and actually even that have burrowed into our country that don't like our value system and don't want America to survive, we need to make sure that we are protecting the United States and the United States citizens. So, with what happened with the open borders under the Biden administration, what happened with some of the issues in Minnesota, with the under this administration with ICE, there are extremes on both sides, but we need to make sure that we have safe border policies, that we have safe people wanting to come into our country and are allowed into our country. We had, at least 350 people that didn't make it in during the Biden administration that were on the terrorist watch list. We don't know how many came in that were on the terrorist watch list. So, we have to continue to be diligent no matter what party you're in to make sure that we're safe and people are following the right path. And by the way, I will give this a commercial all the time. One, I do not believe in making DHS funding political on either side. I think we just need to make sure that the department is funded and we are not messing with this department. And number two, that we need a path that people have a path to citizenship and get this immigration fight and the extreme changes off the table in regards to making it a political spectrum.
It is a dangerous world right now, Ashley. The president this week talked about eliminating a whole civilization. He said they'll die tonight. Now, obviously, the ceasefire was put in place and that didn't happen. But how much should that worry us about what might happen here in the homeland?
Well, I think that a lot of that, and I think we've learned over the last year and a half, and then obviously the previous 4 years, that the president talks in big in big words that necessarily are definitely not conventional. But I think that there was such high frustration of the negotiations with the Iranian regime that was the level that he went to. I think that, you know, yesterday I heard there were a lot of concern about were there going to be World War III or is there going to be X, Y, and Z. I didn't think that we would ever get to that point. But I think that the Iranians did realize, and, you know, we have to remember we're negotiating with terrorists, so this is something that, you know, it's not like we can trust them. But hopefully we can trust but verify, as Ronald Reagan used to say, is with the ceasefire, we'll be able over the next 2 weeks to get to, with some of the other areas in the region that can help us get to a place where the Middle East, as well as everything, you know, here in the United States is safe.
Talking with Ashley Davis, her new book is called Power Pivot, grit, grace, and growth. You, obviously, we were talking about your career with Homeland Security, and then you went on to advise Fortune 500 executives. You've lived in the corporate world for a long time. Tell us a little bit about the book.
Sure. Yeah, and I still live in that corporate world. I I represent people, I advise them, especially on some of this, actually, which is one of the reasons I wrote the book, because I advise them, corporations as well as individuals and leaders, on the pivoting method, so to speak, that I've put in place. And it's really with over intentional planning, intentional purpose, it gets to intentional change, and really about emotional resilience during that time. And so one of the things I always joke about is, you know, I have a lobbying firm, so to speak, but when Trump took over the first time and when Trump took over this time, is really working with CEOs and their C-suites to make sure that they are moving in the direction of this new administration. Whether you agree with what his policies are or not, it doesn't matter, because you're going to be living them the next 4 years, and you need to make sure that your shareholders and your employees are understand that why you're doing the things that you have to do with this administration or with this Congress. But also, for me, I've made major changes in my life, and some have taken me 3 years. Some of them have taken me a year, and some of them took me minutes, like on 9/11. But really putting a plan in place that you can follow and do tiny pivots along the way, so you're not making big change. Especially, listen, if I have a child, I'm raising a child, you know, sometimes financially there's things that you can't make changes right away, but doing tiny changes to make your life to where you want it to be is something that I truly believe in, and holding your own destiny in your hands.
Yeah, change is scary, but it's inevitable, isn't it?
It is, or, you know, especially like why I say this for individuals, but also for companies, if you don't make changes, if you don't make changes in this AI world, for example, you're going to be left behind.
For sure.
And that's something that, you know, this is what we're seeing now with, you know, the AI is something that I think is a once in a generation. I keep saying this, you know, who would have thought 10 years ago we would have gotten a stranger's car and had them take us somewhere? You know, there's been changes like that. There's been changes with iPhones, social media, but the AI change, I think, is significantly even on a different level, and how do you make sure that you're adjusting to it?
Absolutely. Good stuff. Ashley, great talking to you. Really appreciate it. Good luck with the book.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. The new 105.5 WPHM, Ashley Davis, she was the first person to be employed at the Office of Homeland Security. Her book is called Power Pivot.